The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Hello and welcome to the Odd Pod with some news you may have missed. The COVID lockdown and sub-zero temperatures have kicked in, and just before Valentine's Day, a pair were caught having sex in a car on Dartmoor. Despite it being -3 Celsius, the couple drove from their separate homes in Plymouth to get it together under the stars. Tavistock Police tweeted at 2:17 in the morning that such behaviour was in breach of a number of COVID rules. They said fornicating under the stars on the moors may seem like this year's latest rom-com, but it's not an essential journey and certainly breaks social distancing guidance. Please continue to abide by COVID-19 legislation to help prevent the spread of COVID. Locals said the car park near Yelverton is a known dogging spot, and police have taken to regularly patrolling the area looking for people out breaking the rules. One told the Daily Mail Online, the police regularly patrol car parks and other remote spots around Dartmoor because they know that more often than not, doggers will be out breaking the rules. And that is what happened. Apparently, the officers wandered over to the car with the window steamed up and caught the women at it. They were told in no uncertain terms to go home, which they did straight away. It's now thought the women could face fines. Several people replied to the police's tweet, including some congratulating the couple for braving the cold. One wrote, "In this weather, makes you proud to be British." But for others, it was a degree too far. Another said, "It's a bit cold for that, isn't it?" In other news, the British public is starting to book summer holidays they will inevitably have to cancel, just so they've got something to look forward to. There are a lot of blues going around at the moment. Winter blues, lockdown blues, not being able to spend every weekend afternoon at a kid's party blues. I've heard that the best way to get through a period of hardship is to get something in the calendar that you can look forward to, said father of three, Simon Williams, no relation. So I've put as many cancellations in the diary as possible. Nothing gives a dopamine hit quite like not having to do something. It's like when one of your friends pulls out of a Zoom social at the last minute. Absolute bliss. I've just booked to take the whole family to Florida in the summer. Disney World, the Kennedy Space Center, Florida Keys. I absolutely can't wait to cancel it and get a full refund when it's confirmed that travel restrictions will still be in place. I mean, it costs the best part of 10 grand. I'll actually be pretty devastated if there isn't a third wave. I also promised my mother-in-law that the whole family will go up to her Cumbria home in October so she can celebrate her 70th birthday with her grandchildren. Oh, I can feel the depression lifting just by imagining the phone call telling her we won't make it. Sorry, Linda, we'd love to be there, but what with lockdown 7 and all that, it'd be irresponsible. Right, better start thinking of something the wife and I can't do for next Valentine's Day. And finally, up to 200 people were arrested on Saturday at Marks & Spencer food halls across the UK as the annual battle for Valentine's dine-in meals started early for thousands of hopeless romantics. With restaurants remaining closed on Valentine's Day on the adjacent island due to lockdown restrictions, extreme demand for a pre-cooked duck with plum sauce and potato dauphinoises with a nice bottle of red had escalated into a number of violent scenes between men holding flowers across many parts of the country. Store manager Lydia Holt from Ashton-under-Lyne said, "It's carnage, absolutely mental, and we've still got the rest of the day to go." Valentine's Day is always quite busy, with thousands of people trying to be all romantic by choosing a load of pre-cooked mains and side dishes to throw in the oven all at once before pouring it onto a plate for your partner and pretending you know how to cook. But this year, because nobody in the country can go out and everyone is bored senseless, the whole world wants a special romantic meal deal. Because nothing screams king of romance quite like preparing your loved one an oven-ready meal deal, right? They're all just saddos, if you ask me. Queuing for hours just to get a cheap deal and a free bottle of wine, pathetic. Asked what she'll be eating herself on Valentine's Day with her own partner, she told us, "M&S Dine, obviously. It's in my car. I always get first dibs on the good stuff."